Middle of Hilchos Shabbos, Simen, the end of Simen Resh Mem Hei, on page 16, where this Simen was discussing regarding when you have Jews and non-Jews that are partners, how should they conduct themselves on Shabbos? Says Mechaber Sivavim, Ofel in Yehudim B'Tarnulah She'Yisrael B'Shabbos HaKorcha. If non-Jews baked in the oven of a Jew on Shabbos forcibly, then they give him bread as wages for using the oven. It's forbidden to have benefits from it. If non-Jews baked in the oven of a Jew forcibly, he writes, the Shabbos. It's talking about they only baked with it on Saturday. Even though it was against his will, and Mikablas Akigir is going to take the loaf of bread as payment. He's taking what's called the profit of Shabbos, which is forbidden. But if they bake other days also, then he's also permitted to take the wages of Shabbos if it's absorbed in payment for the other days that he used it also. That this is permitted that even if the baking was not against his will, that even though he did a prohibition with this, that he let him use the oven on Shabbos, we can now be Shimon Rishman Gimel. After the fact, the wages is not forbidden. The whole prohibition is all because of the appearance of wrong. The Maris Ayin, that Schar Shabbos is not going to be forbidden. So if they baked against his will, but not only passed, and they give him bread as wages, he says, love Davka, it's not really anything because of giving him bread. Something that they gave him money, Oslo would be forbidden to receive it. The story says that Rabbah was with bread, but it's not really the relevant factor. Simarish Memvov. Dinei Hashol Baskogel in Yud B'Shabbos by Heisifin, the lochas of lending or renting to a non-Jew on Shabbos in five paragraphs. Sif Alf. Mutla Hashol Haskel Kelab in Yud is permitted to lend and to rent his vessel to a non-Jew. The Ava B'Shabbos is called Malacha B'Shabbos, even though he's going to be doing Malacha with this item on Shabbos. Meshein on the Matum, Mashvis Akelim. We're not commanded that our vessels, our car, our bowl, our whatever it is, should not be doing Malacha on Shabbos. The Yeshua Mesav say, the Kem Shabbos Ben Malacha, that actually vessels are used for a malacha kugir machresh, which one lama test malacha is plowing. You lend him or rent him a plow, like it's about similar types of things. Aser as contained in dav test lahaskel and yudim erev Shabbos. That's forbidden to rent it to a non-Jew on erev Shabbos. On Thursday, it would be permitted to rent it to him. Shabbos, as long as you don't take just specific payments for each day, meaning that you get payment just for Saturday. El abav lo has to be absorbed into like a rent of 3 days, let's say, or whatever, more than just Shabbos itself. You rent him for a month or for a week. Now, to lend it to him, that's permitted even on Arab Shabbos. The primary is also like this last svara. And you're allowed to lend it to him on Arab Shabbos as a Torah in the Smag, and the Smag and Tesis in the first paragraph of Shabbos. Even though he's stipulating that the non-Jew is going to pay him back and let them also. We don't say that that's like, oh, that's like a rental, because that's bartering. You can lend him and he's going to lend you. So that should be like schiris, which should be forbidden to do on Erev Shabbos. No, that's okay. Says Mishmur Sivkot and Aleph. Mutala Hashem Bechulu. He said, you're allowed to lend, the first opinion holds, you're allowed to lend and rent your vessels to a non-Jew. Even though he's going to do malachot on Shabbos, who does the river Rambam? The opinion of the Rif and the Rambam is really when they hold the hot times. This is within the Brayis Leskin Kelev and Yud Berev Shabbos. This day you're not allowed to rent out your vessel to a non-Jew on Erev Shabbos and Reviv. But on Wednesday or Thursday is permitted. When Mitam Shvisis came to us, that's because of your vessels that have to be resting. Therefore, it's forbidden. Ask Bishamim, which is like Bishamim. This rule that they hold. Mitzvah Shvisis Kelev. A person is commanded that his vessels, his car, his bowl, everything has to be resting on Shabbos. Just like your animal can't do malacha. Abisil is really a little bit bisil. Hold Shvisa Kelim ain't no mitzvah. A person's vessel is not commanded that it should rest. The middle mitzvah lasko kelim. If you let it lend out and rent out your vessels, even every Shabbos, even every Shabbos, if it can't dress my malacha, even vessels that are used for an actual malacha. But come on, however, gam aim is really a little bit. Still, they also hold the chala kelim ain't hetla hasko rek bavlo. That all the vessels, yeah, okay, you let it rent it out. But it's only rak bavlo, only if it's absorbed into the payment of other days too. But not just for Shabbos itself. Even if you rented out in the beginning of the week, that's Shabbos. If you're getting paid each day individually, you're going to be getting a wage for Shabbos, which is a ben. Like he writes after that, in the name of the Yeshayim, the Alzel, Limitzin, Mishamekel. That we don't find anyone who's legal. Now, the Yeshayim, the Yeshayim that Machaber brings you, it's most stringent. Who does Rabbi Ben Yoin? No, this price that says that you're not allowed to rent it out in every shop is not because of the vessels resting. It's actually like everybody. But Tom, the reason is when you give it over on every shop, it's the vessels that you do malacha with. Then you right away, right after you give it to him, like the next few hours, it's ready Shabbos and he's doing something with it. It looks like as if he's doing a malacha through the agency, as if the Jew sent him to do this. That's forbidden. Because it has the appearance of wrongdoing, because we know to tell a non-Jew to do something is rabbinically forbidden. Although we say later on, give your animal hides to the tanner to turn it into leather. Mamish, a few minutes before Shabbos. And the reason why it's permitted is they knew that didn't have shikovit. The non-Jew, if he's doing malacha a few hours later, he's doing it for himself, given the cause laid down, because you set a price for him. You said, okay, how much are you going to charge to make this into a leather jacket? And he says, $500. Okay, so he could work on it whatever he wants to. So why is it a problem over here when you're renting something right before Shabbos to a non-Jew? It should be the same thing. He says, Mishmur no Shani Hasim, there it's different. Shein Rebechli Yisrael B'mash Ein Yudu Yisrael B'Shabbos. There, by the tanner, the Jew doesn't gain anything by the non-Jew doing Shabbos. Do whatever you want. Do it on Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, whatever. Have a skiris kalim. But when you're renting out, let's say, a car, you do a or a plow, let's say, you do who Hashem Yasnim in Yehudi Shishpres by Kilim Shabbos, it's known that if you're going to stipulate with the non-Jew that, okay, you can't use it on Saturday, he's not going to pay for the rental so much because he's limiting he can't use it on Saturday. Oh, Halkei Viver Kimishes Rebach Lisrael, since there's a profit for the Jew B'Mashakim, this Kogam Eitzelein Yud Bistamo, this, that it's rented out to the non-Jew unspecifically. And you're not stipulating that it should not be used on Shabbos. Well, it's been malacha b'Shabbos, and the non-Jew doing malacha on Shabbos. Oh, merzik eshlucha shal Yisrael is that. So that actually has the appearance as if he's his agent for this. Masha'enki, which is not the case, kishemoslo b'rivi b'chamishi. When you give it to him on Wednesday and Thursday, then it's much then permitted. The limischazi kol ha'ikar shlucha. That doesn't look so much like you're sending him to do something. It was a day or two ago. That doesn't look so problematic. And that's the understanding of the b'yashoyimim that the Mechaber brings. Sivkot and Beis. Now he said that the Yeshua say that kelim that you do malach with, like a plow, the kayotzeba, and similar types of kelim, kugan rechayim, like a mill, b'chokli umnos, and all professional tools, says the Rosh, that are used for making a malacha, those are all included in this shittas Rabbeinu Yonah that it's forbidden on Arab Shabbos. Something is vessel that you don't do with them an actual malacha, kugan gigas, like a barrel, shashicha nasaba, that beer is fermented in it. Like kederish mevashba or a pot that you cook in it, all similar things. Since the non-Jew is obviously going to do malacha with it, because that's what a pot is meant for bishul, which is also on Shabbos. Mechzi kishlucha shel Yisrael. It looks like that is if he's being sent by the Jew, and therefore you're not allowed to rent it to him on Erev Shabbos. And Rabbi Yehuda is not coming to take school. A car is also you made to do malacha with it. All the combustion of the engine and havara, whatever. He's only coming to exclude when you rent him like a jacket or a coat. Any vessels. She'ain oimid as he continued to dab test. Lasaba malacha. That usually you won't do a malacha with it. That you're allowed to rent him even on Arab Shabbos. So let's say tuxedo store. You'd be allowed to rent him on Arab Shabbos because he's not doing any malacha with that at all. Sivkot and Gimel. Now he said that, okay, you're allowed to rent him on Thursday, but as long as you don't take Schar Shabbos, it rather has to be Bahavla. Has to be like absorbed in a few days' payment. Avalitla Schar Shabbos, but to take the wages of Shabbos itself, a full beklisha, in malacha, even a vessel that you don't do malacha with, which are being the lets, or Shemashkala Chedelodabo, or let's say you just rent him an apartment. Also, cool helmets forbidden according to everyone if you're charging him for Saturday individually. Now he said, however, but to lend it to him, yeah, even Rabbi Yehuda would permit even on Erev Shabbos. The reason for that is the kibbutz in Rebbech Yisrael. I'm not saying you, since the Jew doesn't gain anything. But let's say his neighbor needs to borrow a lawnmower, and he's going to do malach with that, of kites or whatever. The Jew doesn't gain anything. They're not going to say that as if he's sending him on that mission to do it. Even if he's giving it right before Shabbos to use on Saturday morning, even if it's a vessel that the non-Jews eat the malach with, that it's not a problem. And the Ramah says that the ikur, like this last svara, but you're allowed to lend it on Erev Shabbos. And even though he stipulates that the non-Jew has to go and lend back to him, also that's not a problem. We don't say that's considered like a schiris. I know that is shava b'shein mashil lechin. Even if he's not lending for free, kim b'schar shesh len afkach. Rather, it's like, you know, with like a wages that you'll have to lend me something else a later time. However, kim will have a b'derech schiris mamish, since it's not literally in a rental type of way. Loimer to say en lecho kachu. I'm going to give you this kadesh shelen kli shelcha, that you lend me this vessel. He didn't say it explicitly that. So sure, there, but this is basically I'm be'alocha d'maskel. The loy, which the Be'alocha says, look at Mishabru, it says, God, hey, this is the Masbalem Rina. This is the real name of the Beis Yisrael. It says, it would seem that according to this reasoning, that even if he stipulates that the non-Jew has to lend them for one day more, it's permitted, says the Eilu Shabbos. Now, Yabba quotes him a Prima Gadma. Where the Ladina says, the Be'alocha, you have to look into this because it says, a certain Eli Rabbi that brings that was Masig on the Beis Yisrael, that the reason that since it's not considered Der Skiris Mamish to say, I'm going to give you explicitly. That from whom the source of Allah is, it's obvious that even the Deres Schiris in such a situation would also be permitted. So, Al Korchach, we have to say that the reason the Hetz is like the Vilna Goyen explains in his beer, that here it doesn't apply the reasoning that the Rosh writes by the Issa of Schiris Lein Yehuda, because there's a profit to the Jew, like I said, like according to Mishnah of Kotan Aleph. According to this, if he stipulates that the non Jew has to give him after that, because of this, his vessels on one day more, so there is a profit through that. So, he says, Sarachin, what would that be? What would the halacha be in that type of situation? The other bi halacha that the Mishnah Berurah referenced, the Maskelam Afu, says, look at Mishnah Berurah and Sivkan Chav Gimel. He says that we wrote that even if the baking wasn't against it, wasn't forcibly, but still, if it's absorbed in the other days, Mutab the Yevet, even if from the Bach, it doesn't sound like that in the beginning. However, at the end of his words over there that he writes, that there's no one that disagrees on the ruling of Rav Naftali Goyen, sounds explicitly said, like we wrote, that because there was Baratz, and that's not like there from the other Achrin, that the old quote is his words, La'alocha, that where the Issa is only because of Maris Ayin, but, and this is very important because this could happen. There's a lot of Issurim that in these situations are Maris Ayin, but the Ebed, the prophets are Mutta. Here also, since he hired him for a year or for a month, the Issa is only because of Maris Ayin, like we said in the beginning of the Shemesh Mevim Gimel, so it would be Mutta with the Ebed. Prima Gadim is Medayik from the beginning of the words of the Bach, that if the baking was with his will, that but the evidence is Osir actually, even if it was Bahá'u'lláh, because it looks like his shliach. It says, I don't know what his intent is, because from the end of the words over there, and like we said from the Al-Akhrain, it's Mukha explicitly, it says like we wrote. The Be'alach and the Be'maskel Al-Karchai, that if they baked in the oven Al-Karchai of the Yisrael, says, look at the Bach that over there that he writes, according to Rashi and the other Mepharshim, that they explain that the reason is that if you come to a cheshbon, that it's asr because it looks like his shliach, that wouldn't be applicable if it was bal karchai. Only Rabbi Nachman says that the reason is because it looked like schar shabbos, and this reasoning also applies even if it's bal karchai. It comes according to his words that this halacha is not according to everyone. It says the Rabbi Halacha, according to me, it appears that on the ikur din, Rashi does not disagree. Because he also agrees to this for Rabbi Nachman, that it's us because it's Chal Shabbos, it's us even Bal Karchai. And therefore, the Shulchan Aruch will say some the halacha without any dispute. This is the Rashi to explain the Brayis that the Kram to Cheshbon it's us because Mechsi Gishluchai Svar is that Yisrael that does it on his own a weekday can negate what the Ein Yehudi does on Shabbos. So that's not really full fledged Chal Shabbos. It's just that through that, it looks like the Ein Yehudi is like the Shliach in his Pa'ula on Shabbos. It comes out that what the Yisrael takes afterwards is like Chal Shabbos. Whereas in our situation, that's total Schar Shabbos, even Rashi would agree that in all situations would be us, even with the Eved, if it was not Bahavla. The Maschal Asl Hanis, that if he gives him pass, the Schar Tan, it's Asl Hanis Memeno. So look at the beginning of the Yesha on the Mardchet that says over there, according to one Giz, that Dafka Likatchila, it's forbidden for him to receive Schar Shabbos, but the Eved he received, the Hanar from this is not us. Look over there, his Raya regarding this, and the Losh Lashar Hanar, it's not something like this. This is Raya, is a little bit you could reject. And it's not the place to be lengthy, says Tarachian. The Maschal Kagan Machresha, that some say that a keli that you do malacha with, like a Machresha, and similar would be Asr. So you could say that he's coming to instruct us that specifically things that you do malacha with them, they raisa, that's what picks a plow. But things that you do malacha drabana would be Mutr, because it doesn't look like more than just a shvus to shvus, which can be permitted in certain situations, says Chazusha B'Kivayegi. The Ramaschal B'chein Iker, which the Ramos said that the Iker is like the Svar Achreina, that's Mamachmer, says the Be'alochat, look at Darche Moshe's reasoning, why it's Iker like the Svar, and the Smag and the Smag and Sebat Shuman Taisus and Menashem hold like this, that the Braisa of Layaska Kelev Be'er Shabbos is like according to everyone, not just like B'Shamai, and that's what he writes, like the Svar Achreina. What it means to say is not like the Svar Achreina that totally rejects the Braisa saying it's B'Shamai. And even according to them, it's forbidden on Erev Shabbos, even by Kelim, that you don't do Malacha. Regarding this, so that he grabs Lahaka like the Shiz Rabin Yain, because that's also the opinion of Rash in the Torah, and Chedusha Rashba writes that that's the Klera Shita. Now, in the earlier printers, noted after the words Kisvara Achreina, that that's the Ika like the Svara, Taisis and Smagit, Smagit Seba Chuma. And many Achrein wondered on this, which according to us, it makes sense. And in our printings, they actually messed it up where they quoted this afterwards. The truth is, it's not mentioned by those Rishayim at all, the halach of the Gois Maimni, which that's the end of the words Ramah. In Dibri Maschel, Mutl Hashle Be'er Shabbos, you're allowed to lend them on Erev Shabbos. So it says, looking like a problem, that even Kalim that you do malach with them, look at Chedusha B'Kivayegi, that Kalim that you don't do malach with them, even on Shabbos, you're allowed to lend them in such a situation, because that's not called Schar Shabbos. And it says, Pasha, that's talking about by a wall that's surrounded, by a city that's surrounded with a wall, and like an Erev, as we'll say later on, else you have a different problem to let him carry out on Shabbos. And the next Divrei Maschil, the Maschil B'Lo Yamrinan, that the Ramah quoted from the Gois Maimni, that we don't say by lending that it's like a schiris, even though he says that he's going to have to do him a favor back. So he's looking at Mishpah Sivkat and Hay, which we mentioned this already. Some of the Dirshus, Dirshu number 20, so he said, you know, I'll take bread from them because that was just the story was with bread. Now, since it's forbidden to do this because it's Chav Shabbos, the Shulchan Aruch writes, it's forbidden to have benefit from this prophet forever, whether him or others. Issue number 2, which Mishbru said that even if you rented out an apartment for him to live in, that no malach is done with it, this Chav Shabbos is forbidden. Now, to pay for a hotel room, Shuvas Elvchal Shlema writes, says, since it's common custom to come to the hotel before Shabbos and even to stay there after Shabbos, so it's considered Schar Shabbos for the hotel owner Bahavla, which is permitted. He adds on that since the guests pay even for other expenses, it's considered like Schar Shabbos would have law for that reason also. Now, Shabbos and Yom Tov there are near each other. Shuvas Elvchal writes that since there's a whole day that's forbidden to take profits from, so it would be forbidden to stay in the hotel just for sleeping. But if you're also eating in the hotel, then that wouldn't be Schar Shabbos, because since you have to pay for the food that you're eating over there, so with that, you could absorb also the value of the sleeping and the staying. Now, if a person prepaid to the hotel owner the rental before Shabbos, so Chubas Marashag writes that since the owner already merited in the rental, and even if the renter doesn't use the room, he has to pay for the value of the rental, as brought in Shulchan Aruch HaShemesh B'Shan Amadal. But if he goes and he pays up beforehand, even if this happens, like for example, the motel goes up in smoke, or the Airbnb, the mask already got the monies, so there was not considered Schar Shabbos. Because Chacham did not make forbidden Schiris a Kli B'Shabbos, only in a situation where if the renter wouldn't use it, the masker wouldn't get the wages. Another independent of Shlomo Zalman is that you can should not permit it for this reason. Because at the end of the day, he was paying just for Shabbos itself, and still considered as Schar Shabbos. However, his opinion is it's permitted to do this for a different reason. That since the renter already paid for the room, or he made some other kinyan from Erev Shabbos, so he married in the rights of the utility of the room when it's before Shabbos. So it's considered like a sale for one day. And on Shabbos, he's using his own apartment. But he asked this in order to the Rashi himself, the Shabbos of your test, that the Isra of Haskarah's Kalil and Nachir Merav Shabbos is because Schar Shabbos, even though the Nachir already was Zeiche in the Shemesh of the Kli from before Shabbos, so it means with the Tzarachim. Dishra number 3, we said that even though you're telling him, look, I'm lending you this because you lend me that, it's permitted as long as you don't tell him directly, give me this so that I'll give you this so that you lend me that, so therefore it's permitted. Now to switch shifts of Shabbos for a shift on another day or for another Shabbos, Pinush Lamazaman is that it's possible that it's not considered Schar Shabbos because it's not really Schar, it's just that he exempts him from working a different day. Now regarding receiving the Schar Shabbos in a situation where the guy says, watch for me and I'll watch for you, Shlomazama writes that there's no Schar Shabbos in such a situation because it's considered as just a loss of just holding back loss and not like receiving any profits. He adds on the things that people normally do as a favor, for example, to say, lend me and I'll lend you, that's not Schar Shabbos. It's considered as if both of them are doing for free, and that would not be in violation of this halacha.